FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real, life can throw some serious curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs feel like a full-on game of dodgeball with feelings of sadness, hopelessness, or just plain blah hanging heavy in the air. We're talking about depression, something that affects millions of people, and guess what? You don't have to face it alone. Today, we're diving deep into strategies for managing depression without medication. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Sienna, hold on a minute, can we really manage this heavy stuff without pills? And the answer is absolutely why yes. There are powerful, natural ways to combat those feelings and reclaim your joy. So grab a cup of something warm, settle in, and let's get down to business. Because trust me, you're going to walk away with some seriously helpful tools. First things first. Movement is magic. Ever felt like those heavy feelings were dragging you down? Well, physical activity can be your secret weapon. It doesn't have to be a marathon, even a brisk walk can do wonders for your mood. Think of it like this. Exercise is nature's serotonin booster. You move your body, your brain releases feel-good chemicals, and suddenly, that weight on your shoulders feels a little lighter. Second up, let's talk about food as fuel. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel, both mentally and physically. Imagine this. You're running on empty, like a low-battery phone. That's what happens when you're not nourishing yourself with the right stuff. Focus on whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, they're packed with nutrients that support brain health and combat those gloomy feelings. And remember, hydration is key. Even mild dehydration can zap your energy and make those depression symptoms worse. Next up, the power of connection. Feeling isolated? That's a common symptom of depression. But guess what? Humans are social creatures, we thrive on connection. Reach out to friends and family, even if it feels difficult at first. Join a support group or online community, anything that helps you feel less alone in this journey. Remember, sharing your struggles can be incredibly healing. Now, let's get into the magic of mindfulness. Ever felt like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? Mindfulness is all about bringing yourself back to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just spending a few minutes each day focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Mindfulness can help calm the mental chatter and create space for peace. And finally, don't underestimate the power of sleep. When we're sleep deprived, everything feels harder, right? That's because sleep is essential for emotional regulation and cognitive function. Aim for 7 minutes, 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, a warm bath, reading a book, dimming the lights, anything that helps signal to your body it's time to wind down. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student who's been feeling overwhelmed lately. Her workload is piling up, she's struggling to make time for herself, and those feelings of sadness are starting to creep in. But Sarah remembers what we talked about today: movement, nutrition, connection, mindfulness, and sleep. She starts taking short walks during her study breaks, swaps sugary snacks for fresh fruit, reaches out to a friend for coffee, tries a guided meditation app before bed, and prioritizes getting 8 hours of shut-eye each night. Within a few weeks, Sarah notices a difference. The fog starts to lift, she feels more energized, and those feelings of overwhelm ease up. She's rediscovering her joy and realizing that managing depression doesn't have to mean relying on medication alone. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. There are powerful strategies you can use to manage depression naturally. Embrace movement, nourish your body with wholesome foods, connect with loved ones, practice mindfulness, and prioritize sleep. These simple yet profound steps can make a world of difference in how you feel. So go out there, take charge of your mental well-being, and remember every step you take towards healing is a victory. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review or join the conversation on social media. See you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another challenge head-on. Until then, stay strong and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.